All right, this is called Sabatino, and we are back as we continue on in our broadcast. Roland, you have something to share.
Well, now I have something to ask you.
Yes.
You, at the end of various segments, you say, we're back.
Yes.
Why don't you say, we will be back? Because we're not back at that particular moment. We're going to go someplace like a commercial or something else.
That's a very good point that you raise.
And I'm just curious.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
And I've been suffering through this issue of we'll be back, we're back, we are back for the last 40 years of my broadcast career. And I just figured, oh, what the hey, okay? We're back. Figure it out. Where do we go? To the loo. We went to get a cup of coffee. We had a conversation, played a game of cards, but we are back wherever we went to. I'm going to take a quick side note. I remember talking to Ed McMahon about this many years ago. This is back in Los Angeles in the early 80s when they had just gone out to the West Coast. And he says, Carl, do what you got to do. Thank you, Ed. Go.
Well, no, it's saying staying in the same vein. This happened the other day to a friend of mine who, unusual enough for my friend to comment on it. Now, he's a professor at a college, so his contact with young people is extensive.
Yes, it is.
Now, my friend apparently had his arms full of papers and books and something, and a young student held the door for him, and my professor friend said, thank you. And the student responded with, you're welcome. My professor friend was so surprised because usually he gets the response of, no problem.
No, normally I get nothing.
Oh, well, no.
That's it sad, but true.
No,
I get absolute silence.
I hear no problem.
Okay, no problem.
But to me, you're welcome, you know, is the word and the phrase that most of us older folks were taught to say when somebody does, you know, a courtesy for you and you say, you know, you're welcome.
It's very simple and very direct. Well, it makes sense.
Well, I acknowledge that language changes and that words and phrases get added to accepted usage every year. But part of everyday life is the standard of courtesy. And I don't think courtesy changes
other
things.
You're right.
You know?
I'm thinking as you speak. I had this conversation with someone else some weeks ago, but I don't believe the standards should change because good etiquette, if I may use that word, doesn't matter whether you're old or young. I happen to be, and I was kidding, a teacher heard me do this. I hold the door open. When you get stuck at the door in the morning, holding the door for your little one as she goes into school and all the other kids come behind it, so you keep holding the door.
Right.
And I would, as they go by, I'd say, don't forget to tip your doorman. One little guy turned around and said to me, how much? Well, his dad was about 10 feet away. He started to laugh. I said, whatever you could afford. And he ran into school. I wanted to let them, I was kidding them, but making them aware of one thing. And now I notice they do it themselves. You hold the door for your friends as they come in or come out. You pay attention. A little bit of courtesy goes such a long way. Such a long way.
Well, there's some of these wonderful videos out there that show the exponential effect of a single act of courtesy.
Yes.
You know, helping an old lady across the street or carrying her groceries, and then something else happens, and it goes on and on. But it's a great lesson to pay it forward.
And people, and that I've seen those commercials, and it absolutely is true. Someone does something nice for you, you want to do something nice for someone else.
Yeah.
It really works. And I don't know why we don't, but I noticed that outside the major cities, more often than not, they do. They do.
Well,
you walk down the street, someone says, good morning. What a concept.
Yeah, and I would say, no problem, dude.
Hey, yay. I get a lot of that. Yay, hey. I says, well, yay, hey to you, too. What the heck does that mean? No idea. All right. We're getting esoteric here, ladies and gentlemen, on Smith Sabatino. And we continue on. Where we're going, Roland, I do not know.
We'll be right back.
America, we can. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling said,
we do not need magic to change the world.
We carry all the power we need inside ourselves already. We have the power to imagine better.
You have the power to imagine a better world, to make a difference in your own life and the life of others. Your imagination flows from your unique genetic makeup and your personal experiences.
No one else on Earth can duplicate what you have and who you are. You are truly one of a kind.
It's up to you to live up to the potential that is within you. Just imagine.
Imagine what you can do to make a difference in the lives of others.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When do most kids take their first drink of alcohol? Well, the answer will surprise you. Here's the science of it. Kids and alcohol first rate problem, and researchers have found that a large number of individuals with serious alcohol problems started drinking right about adolescence. In fact, young people who take up alcohol before age 15 are much more likely to become alcohol dependent than those who waited until age 21. The rate of alcohol abuse more than doubles in youngsters who start drinking before age 15. What's the cheap psychological drink? This is a clarion call. First, the adolescent takes a drink, and then if they're not real careful, the drink takes the adolescent, unless you're there to be a parent and stop it before it happens. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.